The Anton Savage Show
with Kearies.ie
on News Talk.
Looks like there may be some light at the end of the tunnel for illegal alien Irish in the US, because Joe Biden is making moves to try to normalize the situation and naturalize the situation for illegal aliens, albeit not necessarily the Irish. With us is John Fole, who is a leading Boston-based immigration lawyer. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Anton. A pleasure to be with you.
And you, the days of the sort of the Morrison visa direct intervention for Irish particularly seem to be behind us, but there may be some optimism in some of Biden's recent moves.
Well, yeah, I think the days of specific bills for the Irish are behind us. You're going to be speaking with Karen Staunton later, who's been one of the leaders in that effort. The moves by President Biden are optimistic, but unfortunately, it's really not going to help very many Irish. And I'll tell you why. The move is to help people who are undocumented. And the majority of those, approximately 500,000, the majority of those came across the Mexican border. And of course, very few Irish come across the Mexican border. The Irish fly to America. They're inspected by U.S. Customs and Border Protection, both at Dublin and Shannon. So they're not going to benefit from what President Biden has just recently proposed.
Oh, so to understand that, John, because we obviously use, and a lot of discussion here uses undocumented as a euphemism for illegal alien. But actually, it's a different thing. A lot of the Irish there are documented. They're just in breach of their documentation. Is that it?
Exactly. Yeah, they come in, and most of them come in on what's called the visa waiver program. The Irish call it ESTA. And that allows them to come in for 90 days as visitors. And when they do that, they can stay for 90 days. But if they don't go back, then they become overstayed. And if they overstay by more than 6 months, they can be barred for 3 years when they depart. And if they overstay by more than a year, they can be barred for 10 years. And that's why they're stuck here, because if they overstay by more than a year, and then they depart the U.S., they're barred from coming back for 10 years.
Now, the reality is, I assume, that many of the Irish who find themselves in this situation have lives, have families, have houses, maybe because if I have the law right, if you have a child in America, that child is immediately an American citizen. They may be parents of an American citizen. That means they're caught. Is there anything for them?
Not until that child turns 21. And so when that child turns 21, they can, sponsor their parent. If any of those who are overstays marry a U.S. citizen, they can adjust status because they do have a status. They came in through Dublin and Shannon, were inspected, and were allowed to enter, so they can adjust status. So this protection, that President Biden is putting forward now is for people who have come across the Mexican border and are married to U.S. citizens. And again, as I said, there are very few who would be Irish.
And John, is it an indication of the waning power of the Irish in American politics? Because we had the Donnellys, we had Berman, we had Morrison, all of which were effectively ways to deal with the Irish diaspora and to get special deals for them. Does it suggest that we no longer have that kind of pull, despite having a very proudly Irish president in the White House?
Well, there's a change in dynamic. The Hispanic Americans are much stronger. I think the days of getting a bill specifically for the Irish are over. And again, Karen can speak to that more specifically. There is legislation pending right now, which is for J visas. But that would be for new people coming to the U.S. That wouldn't do anything to help those who are currently here and are currently stuck. But I think to expect a bill specifically for the Irish because President Biden is proud of his heritage is not realistic. I just don't think that's going to happen.
And lastly, John, does time make a difference? If I illegally moved to the U.S. or overstayed in the 80s and I'm there now 30 years, 40 years, is there a point at which an amnesty kicks in, or if I go home, am I barred just like everybody else?
If you overstay by more than a year, you're barred. Or by more than 6 months, you're barred. If it's more than a year, you're barred for 10 years. There is a provision, but you have to be in the United States as far back as 1972, which most people weren't born then who are here now, who are overstays. I've had one of those, you know, in my career. So there is a provision, but it has to go back to 1972. We've tried to have that date move forward so that it could be used by people who have built lives here. But unfortunately, U.S. Congress hasn't done that. And there's no indication that there's going to be anything, certainly nothing before the upcoming election. But there's really been no movement from the U.S. Congress on immigration matters, since the 1990s.
John, thank you very much for your time this morning. That is John Fole, who is a leading Boston-based immigration lawyer. A reminder.
The Anton Savage Show.
With Kiri's.ie.
On News Talk.